Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Shut Your Face with your host, me, Bree. Thank you so much for subscribing to this and listening to this and being supportive of this. It means the absolute world. It's the coolest thing ever. So thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Let's get into it. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Shut Your Face podcast with your host, me, Bree. Let's go ahead and get into this episode. I wanted to chat about a couple of things that I have posted on our Facebook page. Just to kind of talk about the comments. Hold on a second. There we go. So, these people crack me up. This is hilarious. So, I posted this thing that said, "What holiday dish do you see every year that nobody eats?" And I swear to God, growing up, going to my grandma's, well, my mama's, my dad's side of the family, there was this glass bowl of green jello, like, stuff. It didn't look bad. It's just green jello something. And I swear to God, nobody ate it. I cannot think of any time for the life of me that I remember seeing somebody eat this food. I don't even know what this food is. I need to ask her when I go see her what exactly that was. But I swear to God, nobody ate it. And to see the people that have commented on this post is hilarious to me. Apparently, fruitcake. Which, yeah, duh. I don't know why I didn't think about that. Like, who... I would like to ask fruitcake manufacturers, who buys your shit? Why are they buying it if nobody's eating it? Apparently, somebody's eating it because it's getting bought. But I'd say it's a bad day to be fruitcake and a bad day to be cranberry sauce, which we had cranberry sauce on the table, but I ate cranberry sauce. Like, it wasn't, it's not like a, I don't know, like, cranberry sauce is one of those things that's kind of like on the fence. You can do without it, you can eat it, type thing. And green, I don't know what y'all's problem is, or what is people's problem with green bean casserole. You must not have had a good casserole. Do I need to cook for you? Green bean casserole is, first of all, you don't want waxy green beans in a casserole. That's probably your first mistake. You probably got some Jolly Green Giant waxy ass damn cylinder looking fucking green beans in your casserole, and that's why you don't like it. You gotta get string. You gotta get the string, okay? You gotta get a good green bean. I bet you that would fix a lot of these people's problems. I mean, I don't know. This one lady got some type of way about some okra, and I was like, oh my God. Okra is weird, though. Okra is weird, because if you get stuck on the aesthetic of okra, you won't eat it. But if you can get past the looks of it, good almighty. In shrimp gumbo, if you've not had good shrimp gumbo, what should have okra in it? Mm. God. Again, you gotta get past the look of it. Okra is not exactly pretty, but it's good, you know? It's good. Anyways, these comments were hilarious. Absolutely. Minced meat pie. Somebody said that. This lady said that. I don't know what that is. I have no idea what that is. I feel like I should probably Google what that is. But yeah, between green bean casserole and cranberry sauce and fruit cake. Oh, Brussels sprouts. I would love to have a good recipe for Brussels sprouts, because when I look at a Brussels sprout, I think, it's a mini cabbage. And cabbage, girl, I can do some stuff with cabbage. But it's not the same. Like, they don't have the same taste. And I have not had a good Brussels sprout dish. Like, again, it's not torture, but it's just not, like, delicious. You know, I mean, anyways. Fruitcake, cranberry sauce, green beans. I have never in my life ever tried fruitcake. Oh, somebody else said that it actually has liquor in it. I don't know, though. That's just like true bourbon balls are supposed to have alcohol content. I don't know. I've not made them. Somebody else said, would you eat a fried bologna sandwich? Let me tell you something. We grew up on bologna sandwiches, fried bologna sandwiches. My dad, on an occasion, would either make French toast or fried egg, cheese, and bologna sandwiches, and they are good as fuck. If you don't like bologna, I don't know what to say to you, but when it's cooked like that right there, and you gotta slit it like three ways, because when you fry the bologna, it's like, and it's not fried like with a batter. It's not like that. It's not like fried chicken. You just put it in a pan with some oil, flip it a couple of times, get a little brown, right? Get a little brown crust on it. Then you get a scrambled egg, cheese, toast. Shut the fuck up. Are you crazy? If you don't like that, I gotta go. That can't, we, God, that's good. It has been a minute since I've had one. I seen two comments that said something about the carrot raisin salad. That is like a thing. I believe they actually like, in your palate, like, for most people's palates, like, they do mesh well, but I've not had it, and I don't know, like, a good recipe for it. She just ain't had good squash. I don't know what that's talking about. These were absolutely hilarious. I was shocked about the whole, oh yeah, and somebody else said something, lima beans. Again, maybe I've not had them cooked correctly. Maybe I have not had them with a complimentary food. But they suck. They have the, it's like the non-flavorist, dullest, like, just thing in a bowl. Who even knows? Like, what is the point of being a lima bean? What are you doing? Where did you come from? Like, what do you go with? I need some answers on what the fuck a lima bean is. Like, who even, what do you do with it? I have never, like, included it into a recipe of some sorts. It's always been, like, this random bowl of lima beans. And they don't, like, what do you do with yourself? Lima bean. I don't know. Somebody said chocolate cake. I gotta go. You do not. We gotta. The holidays are always like, you know, the holidays should be joyous. It's fun. You've got all of these festivities going on. You've got all of this love and family and tradition and gift giving and money and social pressures and standards from society to handle the holidays in a certain way, or even cultural standards that you have to deal with. But there are people that the holidays are drastically worse time for them, and maybe they don't have any family, or maybe they're just financially burdened, or maybe, you know, whatever is the situation, the holidays are harder because you do have winter depression going on top of having to see all of this happiness, holiday, cheer, this, you know, just constantly in your face compared to other times in during throughout the year. There can be a lot on people, you know? And some people might think, well, why should I give a fuck? Like, well, you should care, because some of these people are on their last break. Like, their last nerve is right there. You know, you've also got parents having to suffice children and what they get them, and those children are have to deal with their friends and school, and you've got just so much going on. It's crazy to me that people aren't a little more considerate during this time of the year. It's just, you know, even like when Black Friday used to be an actual event, like used to be like people camped out in front of department stores for Black Friday. I never understood how it was that important to get something and go through all of that when it's just, some of it's just not that important. But there is a pressure on people, and I hate that they have that pressure, but I hope that we can just be more like considerate during this time of the year. You've got veterans out there that don't have anybody, and the lights and stuff are a big deal to them. It's just, I don't know. I just feel like this time of the year should be loving for everybody, family or not, no matter what it is. Not that you have to spend a lot of money and give gifts, but just be to consider it enough. I mean, just the gift of calling somebody and saying, hey, what's up, how you been? That takes 5 minutes out of your day of decorating trees and buying coffee to check on somebody and give them something to live for the next couple of months. So, I don't know. I just felt the need to say that. So I hope people can do that for other people.
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado la Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.
Next thing I want to talk about. I posted this other thing that said, if you've ever been bullied, what is one thing you wish you could say to them? Because whether it's a bully or not, the other person could be anybody. It could be your husband. It could be your mom. It could be whoever. Some things people say to us sticks with you. It stays in your brain, and it'll alter your brain. You know, you could sit here and talk a big game like, oh, you should be tougher, you should be this, you should be that, whatever. Okay? Shit, sometimes shit hurts. Sometimes shit hurts. And that is oh fucking K. You're not less of a badass because Joe Blow over here hurt your fucking feelings. Then you have other people who are in, like, really drastic bully situations. They're in abusive environments or whatever have you. You know, bullying is a range. You can have somebody that just pokes you just enough every single day. Nothing traumatic, nothing big and grand, but just enough every day that'll eventually send a normal person just over the edge. And then you have just really singled out big traumatic events that happen. Like, let's say two kids are literally out on the playground and one kid beats up another kid or something, you know, that one event could just change their entire life, send them over the edge, you know. So I think people get bullying as, oh, they're just picking on you or da 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 da. Okay, no. And no. It's always a door or a window to something much bigger. I literally saw a TikTok today of a dad holding a toddler, younger than a toddler probably. Looked like it's in diapers. I guess that would be toddler, but young, a young child in his arms, slashing his son, I'm assuming his son's, truck. Obviously, son is 16-ish, right? Slashing tires on his truck. We don't know what for. We don't know any other information. But the mother, or the female, older female, is saying, I'm going to cut your phone off. And the kid's car that it's happening to is recording it. I'm watching this video resurface because the mom and the two kids have been shot, and they're assuming, or they're concluding, that it's this father, obviously, who's losing his shit. Who the fuck would slash their own kid's tires? Why would you slash anybody's tires? First of all, I mean, I know there's people out there that thinks that's badass, but you're damaging somebody's property to look cool and crazy because somebody's pissed you off, or may not had chalked that up to just, he's mad, or he's a parent, or he has the right to do that. There's so many little things that get swept under the rug, and then people are like, I don't know where that came from. I don't know why he shot somebody. I don't know why that this is going on. Let's rewind. Let's rewind. Let's go back to the time where they posted some random person's comment on the internet, made a big deal about it, got a kick out of seeing this person hurt. Nobody says anything about this. Nobody says anything about the way they say that or this. But then all of a sudden, we didn't see none of this. Yeah, you did. You just didn't say anything about it. Oh, it's not that big of a deal. Sure, it's not, Karen. Till something fucking drastic happens. Oh, he's just being a kid. 10 years down the road, the motherfucker's addicted to drugs, or he can't finish school, or, you know, he's done beat the hell out of his girlfriend, or he can't hold down a job, or whatever have you. Like, granted, you do have some things that are literally, they're just kids. Oh, it's not that big of a deal, right? Those are far and few between. Like, I'm sure that this dad actually displayed signs long before the shooting or the tire slashing. Excuse me. Just like other people. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. I have literally watched people make comments that are nowhere on any place fathomable. Like, not reality. What's that girl's name? God, I can't remember this girl's name. She made the comment that we sent her a cease and desist. Now, you do realize that we have proof of all the stuff that we've sent. Like, you can go into a computer and look at everything. Whatever. It's fine. I saw this girl say this, and I'm thinking to myself, first of all, I got no problems admitting that I send people cease and desist. Second of all, why the fuck would I send you one? And why are you lying about getting one? That's the bigger question. I have no problems telling people I send people cease and desist. Not a lick of a problem. So I'm not going to lie and say that we sent you one when we didn't. Anyways, what I'm getting at is, to me, it's a massively big red flag that this girl is lying about this. If you're willing to lie about something that dumb, what else are you willing to lie about? And it's human nature to... let me take that back. It's thrilling or exciting for some people when they can go, oh, I got by with that. I mean, I sent this girl a personal message asking her, why the fuck are you lying about a seat? Like, do you need that detention? Like, that... She didn't answer, obviously, but whatever. People get off on, oh, well, I got by with that. If this bitch is willing to lie about getting a cease and desist that did not happen, what makes you think she's not going to lie on a loan application? What makes you think she's not going to lie about her education? What makes you think she's not going to lie about money? What makes you think it's not going to get worse and worse and worse and worse? What? I still can't, like... You need attention that bad that you gotta lie about a cease and desist. Like, I'm not stingy about telling people what cease and desist we sent. We sent Jenna one, Amanda one. We sent Megan one. We sent... Like, I have no problems telling you who I sent into cease and desist to. So the fact that this girl took it upon herself to lie about getting one, it's just a red flag to me. Huge red flag to me. Can become something bigger. So that kind of leads me to the next thing that I kind of wanted to talk about is manipulation. Now, this girl was not manipulating. She just wanted some attention. There are very subtle things that people say and do that just, I don't want to say trigger me. That's the wrong word. I raise an eyebrow. Now, I don't know if other people raise an eyebrow, but I raise an eyebrow about certain things, and this has kept me alive. This has helped me survive in life and in business. So I thought that I would share a couple of these things to whoever's listening, and it may or may not help them. Number one, when you bring something to attention to somebody that is important. Like, it's not a random stranger, okay? But somebody that you've dealt with, you've known on some sort of level, you've got some type of substantial relationship, right? You bring something up to them that is very kind of clear, it's clear cut, and they go, I'm sorry you feel that way. That's a big red flag to me. Huge. Because I feel that way, or whoever, as a direct result of your action. So, let's remove what you did. Then nobody feels that way anymore. So how are you going to tell me you're sorry, I feel that way. Instead of, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you feel that way. You see the difference? That response is a big red flag to me, because it tells me they don't see accountability. And it also shows me, it's almost like a manipulation, because they want, well, I don't know if they want this, but your first instinct is to kind of go like, okay. But to me, it's just it's a big red flag. It's a huge ick. It's like, what? You know what you did. You're not a dumbass. What do you mean? I'm sorry you feel that way. So what you're saying is you approve what you did. You're standing on what you did. And you don't give a fuck how it makes anybody else feel. Okay, got you. The second thing that really kind of bothers me when it comes to people that I think are trying to manipulate me, the victim, I'll give you an example. So, I had this girl. The Ohio Foundation Quarter Horse Association.
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.
These people reached out to me, this girl, to place an order. That's what I'm here for, right? We go through the process, and which is very easy. Like, you order, you pay, I send proof, we make it, you get it. That's it. Like, bada bing, bada boom, it's done. Like, we just don't make shit complicated. It's no need to make it complicated. Literally no need. So, the proof process that we have, it's very simple. Friend!
Henry!
It's very simple. You get a link, you click on the link, you look at it. You can hit approve, or you can type in the box your changes and hit request changes. Very, very simple. So simple. This girl is making this process complicated on her own. This is a red flag to me now, right? The first red flag was something different, but this is a big red flag to me, because she did it with an energy of like trying to upset me, and I'm just very black and white. I'm like, use the app. This is not this hard. Please stop making this hard. It does not need to be hard. Why are you making it hard? Use the app. She kept sending me messages and emails replying to the link. Please kick the link. Do it in there. It keeps it all organized for everybody involved. It's not that hard, right? So now at this point, it's like she's trying to irritate me and she wants me to work harder for reasons we don't know, but nobody's got time for that. So here's where the biggest red flag pops up. So it's a Saturday. And She keeps replying to the email, and I keep saying the same thing. Put it in the app. Like, we're grown here, homie. You're not a kid. I don't need to tie your shoelaces for you. You can do this. Anyways. Right, like, as she does it for the second or third time in a row, self-inflicted at this point, right? Self-inflicted. She turns the table and starts getting upset and crying. This is a huge red flag in people for me. Massive red flag. Let me get this straight. We told you, hypothetically speaking, not to touch the hot stove. What do? You touch it. Please don't do that. Touch it. Now you want to cry and act like somebody hurt you because you decided to do something you weren't supposed to do. So, I kind of see what's going on now. I'm like, I gotta tread carefully now because we got a fucking psycho manipulator on our hands. Like, and I'm a business owner, and I'm like, okay. Can't piss this off, but then again, you're not gonna run me like a fucking rat, so we gotta move nicely. And I end up getting on the phone with her as she's crying and saying, hey, it's all good. Calm down. Just put it in the app. I've said this like sixth time now. A fucking toddler can do it. Okay. It's okay. Just put it in the app. It's not that big of a deal. Like, you're not going to get around it. And it almost felt like she didn't want me to tell her what to do. But I wasn't telling you what to do. I was just like telling you our process. Like, what you need to do in order to do this, and it's very simple. It wasn't out of the way. It wasn't extravagant. It wasn't anything like you didn't have to do cartwheels. Right then, I knew I don't trust this girl. Sure enough, we had a situation a little later where she kind of purposely fucked up some shit, said some shit, messed up some shit. What did she do? I'm sorry I messed up. So now I'm made out to be the bad guy when I'm not the bad guy. She created the problem. So then the nail in the coffin was when I saw her husband lie about their experience. So of course I confront her and I get blocked. That's the second red flag. If they create a situation and then play victim, you need to run for the hills. You need to get out of that. Because you already in a pickle. Okay? So, you might as well just take the villain role, strap it on, and just move the fuck on. Because they're not going to magically go, oh, okay, you're right, my bad. Like, that's not going to happen. For whatever reason, these people, when they do this, they think you're dumb enough to play you like that, and then when they realize that you're not and it's not working in their favor, that's when the towel gets like jerked. So just get out. There's honestly nothing you can do with that type of situation. I swear to God, it's honestly not. People have had bullies in their life. Some of these, I wanted to go back to the comments that these people said on this particular post. I said, if you've ever been bullied, what's one thing you wish you could say to them? And this one guy, I really don't try to get like too into any type of conversation because through comments, because it can just go left or right. Like, it just, you know, you don't have any emotional context sometimes, and people just, you know, you just, I don't know. But this one guy said something that kind of stuck out with me. He said right here, and I don't exactly know what he meant. He said, all trauma is how you deal with it. Blaming someone or something else is not dealing with it. Everything you don't deal with is waiting around the corner for another chance to. Can't learn from your failures if it's not your fault. Kicking a bully's ass is a karmic disaster. So, it is not anyone's responsibility how another person chooses to act. So, if two people do not know each other, there's no history, there's no relationship, there is no nothing to connect these two people, and one of them decides to bully the other one, in no way, shape, or form is this victim responsible for any fucking thing. Like, there's no trauma. There's nothing that they are responsible for to make this person do this. He said blaming someone or something else is not dealing with it. If you are living your life, okay, this one guy, this one particular comment kind of stuck with me of all the comments. It's sad that so many people have dealt with bullies, but a lot of people have. Like, you just, they're everywhere on every sort of whim and level, on every, you know, level of life. People deal with bullies, corporate, service industry, in family, in romantic relationships or friendships, different social circles. You have all types of bullies. You have so many different levels of bullies. You have really little, you've got really big or, you know, whatever. It's, unfold that for a second, okay? Number one, yeah, kicking a bully's ass will absolutely fucking stop it, okay? Bullies like the fact that they can do what they're doing. They get off on that. They love the fact that they cannot, that nobody's gonna stop them. It empowers them. It strokes their ego, right? You're not gonna go, hey, hi, can you stop? Okay, cool, thanks. Take it easy. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. They don't like you. They're jealous of you. They see something in you that they don't have. They have other issues that within them that have nothing to do with you sometimes, you know. So, reasoning with them, that's not how it goes. The only way to get a bully to stop is to either beat their ass or move far, far away where they can never find you again. That's the only way to make them stop. I mean, you literally see women put out restraining orders on men that beat them. Right. He also says, and I'm not like anything particular to him. I don't take him out of the picture. It's what he's stating that I'm talking about. He goes to say, blaming someone or something else is not dealing with it. Now, that is true, but not in this situation. So, you know, what he's talking, well, I don't know what he's talking about, but generally speaking, if you have, I don't want to say a bad life, but if you have something in your life that you want to change, blaming other things, your family, your location, your age, your marital status, whatever. Blaming everything else instead of stopping and going, okay, this is what I need to do to change. That's very true. It's very true. You're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to change in life if you constantly go, they're the problem, they're the problem, they're the problem, they're the problem, right? That's like, if you want to get anywhere in life, you have to look at yourself. However, with what...
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.
This is actually talking about what I'm actually asking. Yes, you can fucking blame the person that you're supposed to blame. So let's talk about another situation. Let's say that a drunk driver killed a family's son, right? I'm sorry, but yes, we are gonna blame him. That's exactly what we're gonna do. Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we blame the drunk driver for creating the drama? I mean, the trauma and the problems and the grief and taking away their son. Like, yes, that is who you blame. Yes, you blame your bullies for the trauma they cause. Yes, you blame so-and-so for whatever they did to you. They chose to do what they did. They are to blame. So, like, that's the difference. Now, you can take what they did to you and you can let it make you stronger, or you can let, you know, you can choose to do what you want to do with that, by all means. But blaming them, blaming who's worth blaming? Yes, I fucking will. Are you crazy? Like, these group of girls that bullied me, these other people that took my hard-earned reputation and drug it through the fucking mud, I'm gonna blame you. I didn't deserve that. I didn't do anything to you. So, you know, yeah, that is dealing with it. Then another thing he says is, can't learn from your failures if it's not your fault. Now, that goes back to the whole blaming people for certain things in your life. Yes, if you blame, let's say you want to lose weight, and you blame the fact that you don't make enough money for healthy food. Okay, well, that's an excuse. That is an excuse. You can find ways to afford healthy food if you really want to, right? And it's a failure that you don't, you know, get another job or cut back on something else or do this or do that. So that in its separate context is true. You can't learn from your failures if you don't look at the things that you do wrong. So it's your fault that you don't budget your money or get another job or do whatever you have to do to get the better food that you need to be healthier and lose your weight. Okay? Bada bing, bada boom. That's how that works, right? But in the context that I'm asking it, in no way, shape, or form are you a failure because a bully decided to be a bitch to you. Like, I don't know nowhere in any environment, in any place, anywhere, is the victim that got bullied failing. So, no, there's no failures that need to be confronted when a random stranger decides to do shitty shit to another random stranger. Okay? Then he says, kicking a bully's ass, karmic disaster. No, it ends it, actually. For the most part, it ends it. Because I said, very clear as day, I wish I could beat the shit out of mine without getting charged for it. And I absolutely fucking would. Without a shadow of a doubt. Because bullies always pick people that they think are weaker than them. They also pick people, I'm going to get into narcissism here, but narcissists actually pick people that are better than them to pull them down. It's a game to them. So, anyways, but logistically speaking, bullies like, they like to pick on somebody weaker because they, or think that some, they like to pick on somebody who they think is weaker because they think it's free game. Like, they're not gonna, nobody's gonna say anything to them. So, when they get punked, and when they pick the wrong person that bruises their ego so bad, then they stop. I mean, it's sad. It's just like that, there was a scene in that freaking show. I don't even watch TV. I've not watched TV in 6 years. But I saw the meme on Facebook. It's the, gosh, it's like the bigger black lady that's working as a waitress. And she's friends with the other, with like these white ladies. And they're like stealing something. And then you've got the Mexican dude that's hot, that she's like having a baby with. What is the name of that show? I don't know the name of this show. But it was a meme. Or like a little video clip on Facebook where the young kids would come into the restaurant and they would constantly bully her. They would put like, and let me just say something. Bullying's not just calling people names. Bullying is other nonchalant shit. Like, just other stuff that adds up. Anyways, whatever. They would put her change in a dirty cup. Just laugh at her and say stupid things. Laughing is bullying. Rushing people is bullying. I dealt with a lot of that. A lot of that. A lot of people would purposely rush me and bother me when they knew they didn't need to. Anyways, whatever. And she finally, like, punks them, sort of, because the waitress finally kind of says something back that's, like, insulting enough for him to kind of be like, right? Then she hands him a plate of Mexican food, fajitas, that's hot, and she's like, that's hot or whatever, and then when she walks away, he touches it, and he gets all, like, you know, typical bully. His, like, ego's bruised. He's like, oh, God, I hurt my hand. So now he's going to, like, run with it. He's going to, like, take it and fucking run with it. You're not, you know, we all know he's really not that fucking hurt. But he's going to make a mountain out of a molehill. So he goes and gets his mom. And they, like, bring back these papers. And the owner of the restaurant's, like, telling her to apologize. I wish I knew the name of this show. Anyways, telling her to apologize, and she's just like, kind of like, are you serious? He burned himself. And he did, right? Kind of like me when I was like, they did it to them fuck themselves, dumbasses. Anyways, whatever. She doesn't say that. But the owner is just like, again, I can relate to all of these positions. He's like, typical business owner, just say you're sorry because they'll go away. You know, like, here you've got this unreasonable customer you have to, like, watch. What are they gonna do? Are they gonna lie? What are they gonna do? Oh, God, you know, whatever. So he's like, just say you're sorry. And she's like, I'm sorry. She does it. She sucks it up and does it, you know. And the mother, questionable mother of this kid, is like, kind of bitchy. You didn't mean it. And then she, like, goes off on them. That's your typical little bully situation. And it's, I don't know, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Like, you can see all these comments. What is it, 160 comments of people that talk about being bullied and what they would say. And, you know, younger me, would go straight to, why me? Why do they hate me? It's me. I hate me. Oh, God, I hate me so much. They hate me, I hate me, right? Older me, which I think is probably one of the reasons why I've been able to handle it now, and maybe other people can relate, is that once you realize people are, one, projecting, two, they are their environment, so somebody else is doing this to them, for them to do it to you, me, whoever, and three, that they have a problem. They have a problem. You can live a better life. You can literally just live a better life and move throughout life more fluidly. My only problem is I'm right and I'm just too early about it. So I get called crazy easily. We're working on that. Nonetheless, it's kind of comforting. Not gonna lie. To see other people that have kind of been through the same thing. That are older. And they're still, I don't want to say stuck, but they remember these things. I just, like, the NFR was this past, or it still is going on or not going on, whatever. The NFR, National Finals Rodeo, okay? And I happened to be on TikTok and I saw where all these people are dragging this girl through hell for an extremely cute little outfit. She took wild rags and tied it to a bit on the back. And people are absolutely ripping her a new one. I just can't get down with that. I cannot get down with that. How ugly. And these are the same people that not 2 years ago were screaming, don't bully people on the internet because the Vegas vet killed himself. Because of the online bullying. And now that mother, those kids lost a father, a husband, a hard worker, all because people got on the internet and are doing what they're doing to this poor girl. If I could change anything in the world, if I had the power to change anything in the world, it would be bullying. If I could help people understand how bad it is and I could change it, that's what I would do.
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.